Following the recent reduction of 1.5% in fuel prices, a cross-section of the public has been complaining about the insignificant nature of the reduction. They contend that the situation will only embolden drivers to continue charging old fares. On the line is the Public Relations Officer of the National Petroleum Authority, NPA, Yaro Kasambata. Yaro, you're welcome. Little drops of water, they say, make a mighty ocean, but to a cross-section of Ghanaians, the fuel price reduction, 4% initially, 1.5%, is not making the desired impact they would expect. What is your reaction to this?
Well, the consumer must be happy for the reductions, because this is how the fuel prices behave. They drop in bits, they rise in bits. In the past, the reason why increments have been bigger is because you would recall that for most of the time, prices of petrol at the pumps remain the same for a long time because government intervenes to hold the price where it is. So for every 2 weeks when we review the price and there was a marginal increase in price, and it didn't affect the pump, it was because government intervened to absorb that increment. And we've seen that continuously for over 3 years in the past, 1 year in some cases, where prices of fuel have stayed, you know, the same long time. It is because there was always an intervention from government in keeping the price still. So even with increment, if government in the past had allowed, you know, for example, to say, okay, I am not paying the subsidy, so let the consumer pay, you would have seen the increments like that in bits. The prices don't rise just like that overnight. They go, you know, incrementally, small. So now that in the last couple of months, government says, I am reviewing my policy on subsidies, let the price of petrol be as it is on the world market, you realize that we started with increments, because they were bits. The increment also came in bits, and that is how the reductions also will come. They will come in bits. But don't do the analysis as a consumer per the price of liter you buy alone. You have to do it over the quantity of fuel you buy. That is where you will appreciate just how much savings you've made with a reduction of, let's say, 1.51%, which is effective yesterday. And then 4% reduction, which was 2 weeks ago. If you put all that together, you have earned in excess of 6% reduction in 1 month. And that's incredible for you know, price of a commodity that is in such, you know, hot demand.
Right. Right, Yaro.
Well, and also for a developing country, 6% reduction in 1 month is a lot to be hopeful for as a consumer.
Right, Yaro, that is fine, but let us contextualize the discussion within the so-called little drops. 4% at a point, there was no reduction, and now 1.5%, very insignificant. Looking at this, you realize that much as these drops are welcome, there is no corresponding drop in the prices of fares. Is it not going to affect consumers in a way? Because if 1.5, there is no reduction in the prices of fares, then where are we heading towards?
The corresponding drop in the price of fares is a matter that must be addressed by, you know, the Ministry of Transportation with GPRTU. Our focus and our job has always been to fix the price of fuel. You know, and that's what we do, because we don't fix price of fuel for only commercial drivers. We fix price of fuel across board. The price that the private owner buys is the same price that the commercial driver also, you know, buys. So our focus is on the price of the fuel. But what I'm saying is, focus the reduction on the last 2 weeks, which was 4%. Now you have 1.51%. You have exceeded 6% in 1 month, and that is very significant. This is how the reductions and the increment happen anyway.
Yaro Kasambata is the Public Relations Officer of the National Petroleum Authority.